Welcome back. It's already been very, very busy at Kilroy's in Quincy Square, but there's more to come. And the president of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce, Tim Cahill, is here to tell us all about that and more. How you doing, Tim?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Happy June, right?
Yeah, it's been nice.
Happy spring.
Yeah, it's been nice so far. Took a little while for spring to hit, but now it's hit, so we're feeling pretty good.
Absolutely.
And, like you said, a lot of activity going on around in and around Kilroy Square, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, notwithstanding the farmers markets.
We open on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday seemed like it was a long way away in January, but it's coming up this week, starting at noon. It's rebranded. It's now called the Kilroy Square Farmers Market.
Okay.
And we've added, we probably doubled the number of vendors that
had
last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So we added some. We obviously had some farms. We have four or five farms this year, including the traditional Stillman's Farm and Barbosa and some of the ones we had last year. We've added some crafters, some soap makers. Made some hot sauce that they'll be selling. So we're trying to add some variety to the traditional farms and food, and then add some variety even amongst that.
Yeah.
We've got an egg man, we've got honey, all the traditional things that you'd see at a farmer's market, and we've added some crafters and some artisans as well, so that people have more of an opportunity to sell their product, and there's more variety there as well for people who want to get some vegetables, some great vegetables, and some fruit, but also maybe something else as they're coming there. So, and that's going to rotate pretty much every week. We'll add different vendors each week, in addition to the stalwarts, which will be Stillman's Farm, Barbosa, Charles River Farms, the ones that have been coming for years. We're going to add to that and build around them.
So talk a little bit about, this is not the original Quincy Farmers Market though, right?
No.
That is kind of split.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's where we were last year.
Right.
It's where the farmers market was for years, previous to the reconstruction of the Hancock lot.
Yeah.
But it has split from the original proprietors, and they are doing a farmers market on Sundays.
Okay.
Up in North Quincy.
Yep.
So, so we're managing, the chamber's managing this one itself, because we want to add some variety to it, whereas I believe the Quincy Farmers Market will remain traditional farmers market.
Okay, so fruits, vegetables,
I believe
produce,
so. I'm not really quite sure exactly what their lineup is. I know what our lineup is, although it's changing. We've got over 20 vendors coming on this Friday, and that's pretty early in the season, so we'll have more farmers and more food as the season progresses, as the fruit comes in season and things like
that. Yeah, so that's the whole nature of a farmer's market, right? It's local, fresh, in season.
Yes. Yeah. So we're excited. I mean, Kilroy Square worked out very well last year, even though it was the first year. We worked through some of the kinks. I mean, there was no signage. Nobody knew where it was. It wasn't on Google Maps. Now all that has taken place.
Okay.
There's signage everywhere.
Yes.
People seem to know where it is. We've been running a beer garden there now for the last three weekends.
Okay.
Starting in May, and that will also continue on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. So there'll be some overlap with the farmers market on Fridays, and then the beer garden will run by itself on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a lot of activity down there.
Yep.
In addition to, as you just saw, Kilroy's in the Square, a new bar.
Oh, right. Yes.
Restaurant will be opening up at the site of Tully's.
Yep.
Fours has their outdoor seating there. So it's been pretty active, and we will continue to activate it. The difference this year with the both with the farmers market and with the beer garden is we can use the gallery inside. So if the weather's really bad and it's tough for some of the vendors to you know, show their product or for people to shop, we can move some of the vendors inside to use the gallery, which connects Hancock Street to Kilroy Square.
Yeah, so kind of the glass atrium.
The glass atrium, yeah. Because last year it was, the farmer's market can handle just about all kinds of weather, except I think we shut down once when there was a hurricane coming through.
The wind is the big issue with the tents, right?
The wind is a big issue, and if it's pouring rain out,
You
know, it's hard to get people to come, although there will be some vendors that will be there all the time. So this year we want to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we either bring them into the garage if we can get them underneath on the ground floor of the garage, or move them into the gallery.
Okay.
So it gives us, I mean, the city, when they developed Kilroy Square, they developed with the idea it would be an indoor-outdoor kind of facility, with seating inside. It's not a lot of room, but it's a good long-sized room.
Yeah.
We used it for the Christmas festival that we had this past year, and it was great. And we expect to use it. We've been using it for the farmers market, luckily. I mean, for the beer garden, but luckily the weather's been pretty good.
Yes, yeah.
But there are always seats inside as well. It's air-conditioned, and it's dry. So, you know, why not take advantage of it? The city owns it. The city created it, and we want to take advantage of it.
Who's running the beer garden? Is that the new microbrewery out in
No, that's no? We did it last year. We oversee it, the chamber.
Oh, okay.
We help bring it here, but it's Widowmaker, who was there last year.
Okay.
They're a Braintree brewery that's a member of the Chamber of Commerce. They just won an international award for one of their beers this year in Germany, I believe it was. They've been a great brewer who also supplies many of the restaurants and bars here in Quincy with the beer. And then we've added food this year. So we have the folks, the proprietors of Pearl and Lime and the Townshend have a food truck.
Okay.
And they had this food truck and we added it to it. So now you can get some wine if you prefer instead of beer or with beer. And you can get food. They have their a good portion of their menu that they serve. It's great food, and it's worked out really well. They sit side by side right in Kilroy Square, again, Thursdays through Saturday nights. And it gives people a little bit of an option. Can have light food if they want, and then they can get a meal afterwards at the Fours or at Alba's or at 16C or at the Fat Cat, wherever they want to go, Fuji, all different types of food. So the goal for us in activating Kilroy Square is to bring more people downtown.
And keep them there, right?
And keep them there. Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's working out great. Like I said, we got through our growing phase last year and our figuring it out phase in terms of, you know, drop-offs, parking, how to set up, how not to set up. And we're expecting it to be really, really special this year with, like I said, a full array of variety for people to buy homemade gifts as well as homemade food.
Are you finding that it's the folks that live there that are patronizing, or is it
a combination.
Is it?
It's people who live there, but you also have that parking garage
right
next door.
Which makes it much more accessible.
People pour out of that garage all day long, day and night, as they're parking, either coming to work, going home from work, or coming into the square to go to the restaurants.
Because
that's really what draws people to Quincy Center, all of the great restaurants that we have. And we're just giving them an option or trying to draw more people. And we've heard reports that some of the restaurants have had their best evenings on the same nights that the beer garden's been there. It's been fantastic. And like I said, it attracts families, people with pets, people with kids. It's one of those things that really brings the whole family together, which we think is a good, you know, atmosphere for Kilroy Square. It's been phenomenal. We haven't had any problems, knock wood, so far. And we're really excited to add the farmers market to the mix now and get people not just to come downtown and spend their money and to hang out and populate it. And, you know, the city, under the mayor's direction, has invested a lot of money in these parks and these public squares. And it's a shame if we don't use them. So they've asked us to, you know, the chamber to really push that part in the square, in the main streets and stuff. So, and it's also a great way for us to support the local economy, not just the beer garden and the food, you know, the restaurant, but all of these small pop-up shops and vendors, these crafters and artisans who either created their business during COVID or really suffered during the 2 years of COVID. We're giving them an opportunity to sell their wares. So it's a good opportunity. We hope to expand the actual vendor Alderson market at some point, but right now we're going to combine the two and see how it all works.
Okay.
See what kind of a crowd we bring.
All right.
And then definitely come back with the Christmas
the holiday
markets
market
as well.
Yeah. And there's more coming, more development planned for the other side of Hancock Street, you know, with the Fox Rock sites.
Yeah. And they just approved a new, the LBC company just got approved on last Wednesday for another building next to the building that they're in, which is contiguous to Kilroy Square.
Napoli Pizza block
which
there,
will
right?
be fantastic when that's done. So between those people who live downtown, those people who work, the key for us and the key for the rejuvenation of Quincy Center is getting people back to work, physically back to work, not remotely working.
And Boston's dealing with the same problem.
Boston's dealing with a much bigger
problem. Especially in the Seaport District.
It's a much bigger problem because people don't want to commute.
Right.
And they don't want to get on the T.
Right.
And so Quincy, I think, will benefit from that and has been benefiting. But we've got, you know, employers like Quincy Mutual, Stop and Shop, IntelliCare, all of President's Place, that are starting to fill in, mm-hmm. and they're bringing people back, but not in the numbers that we eventually hope they will be.
Right.
And having these types of events, whether it's the beer garden or the farmer's market, I think will help draw people, because it'll give them a reason to come on a Friday or a Thursday,
yes.
you know, and then give the residents of Quincy a reason to come into the square on a Saturday mm-hmm. or on a Friday night that might not be thinking about, especially when it's a great night. I was there a couple of Saturdays ago, and it was a great afternoon. The weather was perfect, and the crowd was great. I mean, every seat was filled. People were happy, just enjoying themselves. The Fours was filled with people sitting outside. It's great. It's one of the benefits of, one of the offshoots of the COVID era was the push to outdoor seating.
Sure.
Now, that hasn't totally survived everywhere, because it hasn't worked for everyone. But it has definitely and will definitely continue to work at Kilroy Square,
yes.
because it is just made for, you've got the car, you know, you've got the parking garage right there. You got plenty of free parking around it.
Mm-hmm.
$1 an hour still, so it's the best deal in town. And people can, you know, safely feel, you know, coming and going that they are safe to come to Quincy.
I would think in any new restaurant going forward, part of their business plan will be some sort of outdoor venue.
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be. The sidewalks are wide.
Right.
It's built for it. And Quincy's built for it. So, and I think people are getting more comfortable with it, especially with heaters. The pressure is off a little bit from COVID. So they're working out, you know, the biggest challenge that all these restaurants have right now and all these pop-ups and these farms is getting help.
Yes.
Getting people to pick the vegetables, getting people to deliver it and set up,
yep.
Getting the staff to run both an inside and an outside place. And that's going to take a little while for that to shake out. And until it does, we'll contribute to it by creating the outdoor atmosphere. And then if they want to build on it, it makes people feel better when they're coming out of the garage. It's all lit up.
Mm-hmm.
We left all the
party lights
up.
Yeah.
We left all the Christmas lights up on the trees, and we've got some lights up there, and the city's added some lighting, so it's a very safe place to come and to go when you're parking in the city. And that's an important part for people to realize and to feel comfortable and safe.
Yes.
Plus the police are, you know, they've got the mobile units, guys on their bikes, they're constantly in and out of there to make sure that there's no trouble.
Yeah, that's good. You've got a whole list of things, and I don't want you to miss anything, so what else is going on?
No, this list is just some of the vendors.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wanted to just let people know. We've got Stillman's Farm coming back for their 41st year, I believe, that they've been coming. Stony Creek Farm, Mike's Eggs, he does a great job with those.
Usually brings a chicken, too.
Yeah.
Or hen, excuse me.
Charles River Farm, the Barbosa Farm, those are the farms, just the farms that are coming. We've got Burke's Hot Sauce. We got a CDB vendor, the American Shaman, as he's called. Karen's Corn is going to be there, as well as a bunch of vendors who sell homemade soap and oils and things like that.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of everything. Like I said, last year we struggled, and it was mostly because we were coming out of COVID, and COVID really hurt the Quincy Farmers Market. You just couldn't get people to come, and including the vendors to come. There were so many rules and regulations that people said, you know, I want to go to a farmer's market to walk around, to shop.
It's experience. It's not just shopping.
Yeah. And it was hard to bring that back last year because of COVID. And now we're bringing it back full scale. So like I said, we've got, in the first week alone, we've got 24 vendors coming in. The question is going to be, how do we squeeze them all in there and get them, you know, get it so that it's comfortable. But that's a good thing, too. More is better than less. People are, you know, are going less to malls and going more to outdoor experience shopping.
Yes.
Whether it's Derby Streets or other places. And the Quincy Farmers Market at Kilroy Square is just it's a great addition to that outdoor kind of atmosphere.
Yeah. Do you envision something like that in Wallston or North Quincy in the future?
It's possible. I mean, again, the original Quincy Farmers Market will be in North Quincy on Sundays, so that's a step in the right direction. We've just got the urban development territory now marked out and voted on by the City Council in Wollaston.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think, because part of the plan is to build more housing and to build more types of public space like Kilroy Square or like the Generals Park or like the Hancock Commons, so to mix those in so that the business districts or the T stations don't get overwhelmed. but we use the space more effectively and bring in more tax revenue to the city and create housing for those who need it along the Red Line mm-hmm. corridor. So yes, absolutely. We would love to expand our offerings as a chamber because we represent the whole city, not just Quincy
exactly.
Center.
Right.
But most of the money's been spent, the city money
so far,
has been invested downtown.
Yep.
So we start there. And as we've been able to do the last couple of years, we just kind of grow it organically
okay.
and create the atmosphere and now attract more and better vendors.
Yeah, and certainly Quincy Point has a business district as well that sometimes gets forgotten about.
There's five or six of them.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's going to take time over the years, and you're going to get what the city has done is really focused its housing and development along the Red Line,
mm-hmm.
which I think is great because that's where it's needed, and it keeps it out of the neighborhoods and keeps the neighbors from being overwhelmed
yes.
with traffic.
Which is a big concern.
And
yeah.
parking and
yeah.
stuff. So that, I believe, is where it belongs. But at the same time, you've got these pockets, whether it's on Billings Road, whether it's on Beale Street, whether it's on Washington Street in
yep.
Quincy Point, where you've got Center Street in Quincy.
In West Quincy,
in West
sure.
Quincy.
Yeah.
So you've got these little pockets that we service all of them. And I believe the city is focusing on those as well
mm-hmm.
to, to help. At the end of the day, if you can get what you need close by, you don't have to get in your car. You don't have to drive
yes.
to the supermarket. You don't have to come to a business district. You can kind of shop local.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to promote is this shop local so that the folks who are living in these apartments don't have to go get in their cars and drive places to get...
Clog up the streets,
what
right?
they can get right here.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to a beer garden somewhere else
yeah.
where you can go to one right here and walk to it. I mean, we're working, and part of our goal this year is we will be expanding... in building on the initial start of the President's Trail, which
right.
we began,
yes.
started 2 years ago,
yeah.
but during COVID and the shutdown of the National Park Service has really impeded our growth. But that plan is starting to take place, all the signage is up, and we're going to start to connect the different sections, the north, the downtown, and the south
okay.
sections of the President's Trail, to bring that together and also create more activity on the trail. That includes Quincy Center, but it also includes the northern part of the trail leading up to Adams Street, as well as the southern part going down to McKay's, Franklin Street, and Independence Ave.
Yes,
so
yeah.
that's a good portion of business districts, too. You know, you've got a little bit of everything there, the small businesses, the large businesses. And our goal is to, and again, using the farmers market as a sort of a goal to get people start to walk or ride their bikes or just come downtown and then visit the different sections of the city.
Yeah.
So we expect to be doing a lot more visible activities along the President's Trail over the next 6 to 9 months. As
okay. Well, Quincy 400 is only 3 years away.
Exactly.
So, you know, there's a jumping off point there.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And unfortunately for a lot of these towns that were starting a year ago or two, you know, in 2021, 2022, they
yeah.
got pushed back. So, or they weren't able to capitalize on that. But by 2025, we will be able to capitalize on this. So between all those things that are working, we're right in the middle of it, which is where we like to be.
Yep. I know you're active on your website, certainly, social media as well, right?
Yeah. You can get all the information yeah. about where, when, how, you know, why, how these things are happening. The farmers market will go from 12 to 5
okay.
every Friday straight through October. The beer garden, weather permitting, will be open straight through, hopefully, mid-October.
You have to have Oktoberfest, right?
We're going to definitely have Oktoberfest
sure.
this year. And then we start up with the Christmas festival,
yep.
the Christmas markets around the time, right after Thanksgiving, around the holidays. So we've had great success so far, but we have had a struggle with logistics and getting people to know where we are
sure.
and what we're doing, and we're starting. It takes a couple of years to do that. Well, now we're in the third year of the Christmas market, we're in the second year of the farmers market, and the second year of the beer garden, and it's starting to show some real progress.
Always good to see you, Tim. Appreciate the updates.
Good to see you. Have a great spring.
Thank you.
We'll come back and update you guys in the summer.
Look forward to it.
About what we're doing, and then we'll right into the fall without rushing things.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.